Take 5, an in-depth look at today's news from FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.
A variety of arts strengthen our community. That's why the Tower Theater Foundation is pleased to sponsor Heart of the Arts.
We're all familiar with the Disney princess franchise, Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. In their stories, they meet their prince and live happily ever after, right? Well, what if they didn't? That's the premise of a musical premiering this weekend at Second Street Theater, written by a Portland playwright. I'm Kelly Blyer, and this week's Heart of the Arts previews Second Street's Enchanted.
We're not too happy with the way all of those magical storybooks and classic animated movies, not to mention all of those realistic theme parks, portray us.
They make us look weak, like helpless damsels in distress,
who do nothing more than sit around and wait for their prince to come.
The premise is that it's sort of the Disney and the Brothers Grimm fairy tales. And it's years, a little, couple years after the fact of the princesses, and life just didn't work out. And they're here to tell us about it. So they kind of, like, give you the straight scoop on there, nobody's coming to save you. That is not what life's about. We should not wait for the guy on the white horse. And they're just flawed, wonderful women who were princesses.
Director Nancy Schurer says she wasn't familiar with the show until she saw it performed in Eugene with Second Street's Sandy Klein.
And she said, I have a show for you, because I'm a dancer and I act and I direct. So she said, you have to do the show. So we went to Eugene because they had a very small house, smaller, like a little dinner theater. And we went and we saw it and I was like, oh, my God. And I just wrote down stuff like, I would do this there, and why didn't they do this, and I could do that.
Have you heard my candelabra with all his liberaties? This is not the way my story used to be.
The show focuses on eight princesses, years after their fairy tales began. Karen Sipes is excited to play Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
I've wanted to be a princess my whole life. Nobody really recognized that I truly was a princess until this show. I auditioned and they agreed that I should be the princess in pink, Princess Aurora.
Stephanie Slade is also thrilled to play her favorite princess, the Little Mermaid.
Well, honestly, I've always wanted to be Ariel, like ever since I was a little kid. And I wasn't Ariel. I was too tall, too fat. So I never could be. And then this came upon the Second Street Theater, and I was like, I am going to be Ariel, and it's going to be awesome.
Patty Davis gets to play Rapunzel with a twist.
I'm on t-shirts, I'm on t-sets. Hell, I'm even on your watch. You've seen my face most every place. I'm on Pampers near the baby's crotch. You can even find my kisser on your tube of Pepsodent. And what have we got to show for it? Not one red cent.
In the show, Rapunzel is reimagined as a German barmaid dominatrix who's really ticked off at Disney, and I'll leave it at that. The rest is worth coming, but I mean, I get to have the best time in this getup and storm around stage in a bad German accent, and it's fun.
The all-female cast turns lemons into lemonade with racy and off-color attitude, accompanied by great music and great laughs. Director Nancy Schurer says the Portland playwright Dennis Giacino is even coming for opening weekend. The show opens Friday, May 5th, and runs through May 27th.
Yeah, I think I might be a lesbian. I mean, I watch ESPN. I wear flats, have lots of cats, can't be so long.
These princesses may not have the charmed lives their earlier tales told, but don't feel sorry for these independent women. They and you will have the last laugh. For Heart of the Arts, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.